All right, well, hello. My name is Colin Keaton. I'm a junior at Lake Highlands High School. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from pride, control, lust, and finding my worth in others. I've been a part of the church for as long as I can remember, and because of this, I always thought that my relationship with Christ was great or better than those around me. I knew all the right answers in Sunday school. From a young age, I thought that knowing the right answer was what was going to church and believing in Jesus was all about. I never had that fellowship with Christ that I needed because I saw my parents' faith and assumed that I had what they had. The pride I had blinded me from a true relationship with Christ for a long time. I believed I knew everything and I was better than all the other kids since I had the answers and they didn't. I never believed that God was still present in our lives anymore. He just seemed to be a God who performed miracles centuries ago and now just sits in heaven and judges us based on our lives. I lived my life as though he was only in it on Sundays. I never stopped to think about how he could be working in my life or what he had done for me. I worked so hard to control my life and bring myself happiness and everything the world offered, like sports, school, and girls. But in the end, this just left me more empty than I was before. As Psalm 16:4 says, "The sorrows of those who run after another God shall multiply." After a few years, I realized that my constant control over my own life was leading me further away from God. So I tried to make myself feel more accepted by constantly talking with or being in a relationship with girls. I finally got out of a relationship right before COVID started, and I realized that I was the furthest I'd ever been from God. I didn't know what to do, and I felt all alone. So I decided to pray, and this is when I truly believe God began to change me. I started to use all the extra time I had because of COVID to spend time with God and get into his word. After this much-needed time, I was able to realize that I can't control everything happening in my life and that I would never find true life or true joy until I trusted in Christ. Just as it says in Psalm 16:11, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore." After this, I found myself starting to surround myself with like-minded people who also wanted to pursue Christ above all else. Through community and accountability, I was able to see how God is still working in our lives every day. Even when we can't see it, he is working. I was able to learn how to live in the light through programs like Small Group, Community Group, and the Regeneration for Students program at Watermark. I learned what it was like to truly confront the sins and the idols of my life. I was able to realize the hold that these things had had on my life for so long and how powerful they truly are. I wanted to commit to always living for Christ and trusting in his will for me for the rest of my life, which is easier said than done. My pride would love for me to stand up here and tell you that ever since I truly let Christ have control of my life, it has been perfect, but that would be a lie. So I am here to tell you that life will not become easy when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. In fact, it might even be harder, but you will finally have hope. I can now wake up every day knowing that he will bring me peace and joy no matter what I am going through. There are still plenty of days where I find myself falling into lust or believing what I want is best for me, but because of who I set my faith in, I know that he is always willing for me to come back to him with open arms. Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." It is important to know that God is love and he will be with you through all of your hardships just like he is for me. One thing I learned recently that has helped me continually pursue Christ is that we can't spend all of our time just trying to run from our sins or our past mistakes, but just enjoy a tangible God to grasp and have a relationship with. When you enjoy God for who he is and genuinely love him, you will begin to fall more in love with God than with the world. He is a wonderful Savior who is always waiting for you to reach out to him, so I encourage you to take that step tonight. If you are listening to my story and can relate to any part of it, I want you to know that no matter what you might be going through, God is here for you. He is always there for you, and he knows what's best for you. He has done so much for everyone here, and he is continuing to transform our lives day by day. I encourage you to sacrifice your plan for his, because that is where true joy is found. And without him, you will never find what you are searching for. So just seek God, and you will find him. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:13. Thank you for listening to my story.